me. Can't believe I'm the one. I was so lonely. Felt like no one could feel. Must be dreaming. Need this dream to be real. Need this feeling. I make my wish upon a star. Hope this night will last forever. Oh, ain't nobody love me better. Makes me happy. Makes me feel this way. Ain't nobody love me better than you.
Yes, I'm looking for a place to rest my soul. Troubles may come, they never go. Don't ask me why. Yes, I've got to find a place to rest my soul, girl. It's so hard to see this world of unseen ways. So my forward wish.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Naive Melodies Meets Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, and I'm Lucy, and you're still listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Freeform Radio.
Did you know Lucy is the general manager of WMFO?
No, and then you probably don't care.
Well, she is. Big dog Lucy.
Is that a bark, or is that like a...
That was a bark.
Chant.
A bark. Okay. Gua, gua. That's how dogs bark in Spanish, apparently. You know how, like...
What do you mean?
Dog bark sounds are different in each language.
Are they actually?
Yeah, like in Spanish, it's
do
like...
Do you mean... Okay, do you mean actually different?
No. Like the dog itself sounds the same.
Okay, but like yes, written, I see.
Written in language, like in Spanish, dog barking is
that's
not
like
woof,
how like
it's
how
gua.
It's just like laughing is like ha ha ha, but it might be like ja ja ja. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
The same kind of.
It's like gua gua gua.
Okay, I thought you meant more like dogs sound
dogs.
Like that. Like,
no, they don't.
You can tell that dog is not like an American dog barks like bark bark bark, and then like.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what? Like,
no,
I was
no,
so confused.
No. Yeah, sorry. Didn't make that clear. Anyway.
Wait, this is such an educational radio show already.
Yeah, that's already. Like, does that count as a PSA?
It almost is a PSA.
Dogs bark. In
dogs
different
bark.
Ways in different languages.
Find out how your dog
barks at the ad council. This is paid for by the National Ad Council. Actually, it's not. Anyway.
We might get shut down just
wait,
for that.
Wait, really?
No, I'm kidding. Okay. No.
just listened to... I actually can't see the screen from here.
Oh, okay. You listened to... The first song that was played was Looking for a Place by the Spires, which I found off of Get Ready Instagram Reels because I don't have
whoa.
TikTok.
Whoa.
Ooh. And then the next song was one of Danny's picks.
Labradors. I don't remember how I found it, but it just makes me feel like I'm on a boat off the coast of Eastern Canada in the rain.
Whoa. It was very pretty. I actually do get that. I get
like
what
I'm
you
like
mean.
Off the coast of Halifax or something
yes.
in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a big black dog
heck
on
yeah.
the boat with
oh,
me.
And the dog is barking like, gua, gua, gua.
Gua, gua, gua. Yes, exactly.
We. Canadians over there. Oh, yeah. And then after
that,
Bowie. The next one was The One to Wait by CCFX. I don't know if maybe it's like pronounced, if it's like it's just four letters, CCFX. I don't know if it's actually pronounced. I heard it at the sink and I like was like, yo, what's that song? I'm trying to Shazam it, but it's not coming up. And they were very sweet and told me. And then
wow.
I felt intimidated.
Shout out to our lovely sink baristas.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you to the sink barista who told me and
we
picked
the
song.
We love the sink.
What do you want to talk about? Or, I don't know.
Up next, we are playing.
Oh, okay.
Up
never
next,
mind.
We've got Cranes in the Sky by Solange.
Why wouldn't you talk to me? Just look at me. Look at me in my deep blue eyes. My big blue eyes. Please.
Mwah!
Away.
Well, it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't want to feel those metal lines. Yeah, it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't want to feel those metal lines. I tried to run it away. Thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone, then maybe I could recover. To write it away, I'll cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
We're back, baby.
Hi. That was Cranes in the Sky by Solange. A good breakup song. A good moving on song.
You said it was some French. You were like, Solange.
Solange? That's just how I say her name.
I know. I don't know if it's like...
How do you say it?
I don't know if I... Well, I feel like... I think I just say Solange. But I feel
Solange?
Like...
Solange?
I feel like you said it with more of a French twang.
Solange? Yeah,
But maybe it is supposed to have the French twang, and I'm being a jerk by being like...
No, I think I'm being pretentious by just saying it with the French twang.
It just comes so naturally to you at this point.
Because I'm in my French... Everyone, how many listeners do we have?
Oh, hold on. Drum roll, please.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
We actually have... We have like 29.
29?
Like 27, 29, yeah.
Okay, all 29.
I can never tell how many of these are repeat. They're like anywhere from 25 to 29 right now, which is a lot more
More than usual. Hello, everyone. Hi, everybody.
Why are you listening? Not in a meme. I should be like, thank you. Like,
thank you for listening to us.
Are we good?
I think we are. I think we play some bops. But anyway, I am in French 1. And I'm not doing very well, but I am learning lots of French.
You are doing well, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying.
You are doing well. You're like, actually, yeah, I'm crushing it right
now. I'm
trying.
I'm not crushing it. I'm trying. I'm trying my best. Anyway, Solange, Cranes in the Sky. We love. We love. Yeah. Up next, we have this song that I heard for like the first time the other day, and it's just incredible. It's so beautiful and
Tanya
so good. What?
By Tanya Davis.
By Tanya Davis. This is Eulogy for You and Me by
That's
Tanya
so
Davis.
Cool. Your French accent is so good.
I grew up in a house with everyone who had a really heavy French accent, so I can imitate.
So good. Okay, but I've not heard this artist, Tanya Davis. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
All right, so this is Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis, or as Danny would say it.
Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis.
Okay, it's actually, I think it's a really good French accent, man. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm.
return back soon. The season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time. My room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming. Short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart's safekeeping. For my soul's heating. To the cold of winter to last. The clock is gonna turn back soon. I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go. No, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars are for little kids. I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down, no, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. The clock tick-tocks and I walk alone. I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea.
Thank you. body to unwind. Don't waste time. You said you love the way I noticed.
Hello, that was my pick. That's When I'm in Your Arms by Cleo Soul. I heard it for the first time a couple years ago on WMFO.
Whoa.
I know.
Now we're playing it again on WMFO.
Heck yeah.
Alrighty, before we play the next song, we have a sweet little poem for you guys. Both me and Lucy love our poems, so...
Big poets over here.
Big poetry lovers. We're patrons of the arts at Epic Moth Time meets Naive Melodies. So, yeah, here's the Two-Headed Calf by Laura Gilpin, the Two-Headed Calf. Tomorrow, when the farm boys find this freak of nature, they will wrap his body in newspaper and carry him to the museum. But tonight, he is alive and in the north field with his mother. It is a perfect summer evening, the moon rising over the orchard, the wind in the grass, and as he stares into the sky, there are twice as many stars as usual.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Up next, we've got These Days by Nico.
Let's do it.
Enjoy.
I stop my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. These days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another highway. I had a lover. I don't think I risk another these days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made and sorry, it's just that I've been losing so long. La 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 la. I sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them.
Hello.
Hello.
That was These Days by Nico. Up next, we have a poem read.
No,
by Lucy.
Not written. This is not written by me. This is written by, I think it's Dana Goer. I have no idea how to pronounce their last name. But my grandfather was a big fan of poems, and he gave me this big book when I was like 11 or 12, and I remember going through it. And this is one I found very late at night when I was reading it as a kid. And still, I just really like it. And I still really like it to this day. Okay.
Hell yeah.
It's called Summer Storm. Since Danny read a poem, I'll read the poem. We stood on the rented patio while the party went on inside. You knew the groom from college. I was a friend of the bride. We hugged the brownstone wall behind us to keep our dress clothes dry. Why am I getting nervous reading a poem?
No, you're doing
it's
great.
It's hard to read. Okay. To keep our dress clothes dry and watch the sudden summer storm floodlit against the sky. The rain was like a waterfall, a brilliant beaded light, cool and silent as the stars, the storm hid from the night. To my surprise, you took my arm, a gesture you didn't explain, and we spoke in whispers as if we too might imitate the rain. Then suddenly the storm receded, as swiftly as it came, the doors behind us opened up, the hostess called your name. I watched you merge into the group, aloof and yet polite, we didn't speak another word except to say goodnight. Why does that evening's memory return with this night's storm? A party 20 years ago, its disappointments warm. There are so many might-have-beens, what-ifs that won't stay buried. Others to these other jobs, strangers we might have married. And memories insist on pining for places it never went, as if life would be happier just by being different. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Wait, okay, I have to read you a short story that
yes.
I found. Maybe I'll read it on the radio next week, but I have to send it to you. I was one time in...
You can read it now if you want.
Read it now? Okay, it's kind of
if you want, or you
long.
Can read, you can read it later if you want. If you want to do next week, too. What's better
know.
For you?
Okay, honestly, I'll read it now.
Heck yeah.
I'll read it now. You know what?
You read it now, and I'm going to pull up the dried fruit PSA.
Okay, do it.
You go.
Alrighty, I'm finding the poem. So, for context, I, with Lucy, was in Copenhagen last year studying abroad, and we would go on all these like little adventures together, and there's this one English bookstore in Copenhagen that is so cool. It's called Ark Books, and one time I was in there, and there was a I don't know, like a zine that a bunch of people that like working at the bookstore had made. And I remember opening it and I found this short story that's like only a couple pages long. But it's so good. And it's about kind of the same thing as the poem that Lucy read is. So I'll read it for us now. Doesn't have a title. Okay, here we go. We were both hurt by the same person, and we had both probably done some harm too. We pretended to dance, but all we were doing was really trying to feel each other's bodies. I kissed her on a narrow balcony overlooking a backyard filled with junk. On her taxi ride back home, she texted me to ask if I was her boyfriend. I felt I was someone. She drove me around in her father's car, and I drove her around in my mother's. We felt so free. We wrote for these magazines that paid very little and very late. I wouldn't take her to my band's rehearsals. We would go and wander around in inappropriate places. We both moved away to different cities to continue being curious. I said it was over, and I gave her a jar of memories before she left. She did the same. Months later, when I was lonely and fearful, I flew to her new home. She must have been scared too, but she wouldn't show it. I slept in her bed, and when I went back, I was no longer scared. The next time I saw her, she was wearing this little necklace I had made for her. She wanted to kiss me, but I didn't. She cried. Later on, we would see each other, once in a while in unexplored places, but she wouldn't cry anymore. The ugly necklace she was wearing wasn't around her neck. We were vagabonds. She told me about all her lovers in India and Morocco, and I told her about my home and that it was far away. We discovered these cozy little bars with the windows fogged up in cold autumn nights, and we drank in them and called them our favorites. We ordered soup and beer. I wondered within myself about speaking foreign languages, and she invited me over to her house. On a bus rattling along hilly roads, I told her that I had fallen in love with someone else. She told me to put her head on her shoulder and sleep. We wrote stories on the back of cardboard boxes. She took a photo of me at an empty bus stop. I followed my heart, and she kept my secret. And then slowly but surely, she built herself a life away from me, or from the thought of me. As the years pass by and lives slip away, you collect things that don't exist, things that could be but aren't, lives that you didn't live, or to be precise, lives that you didn't keep on living, a collection of unlived lives. After all, you can only live one life, but what about all the rest? You realize that your dreams are no longer about the future, but they're also about all the different lives you could be living. Nostalgia is a tricky thing. Do I really long for these easier times and all those sweet moments, or do I wonder what could have been if I had lived the rest of those frozen lives beyond their salad days? That's the story.
Holy, holy moly. What do you say after that?
Right?
I guess the dried fruit PSA.
The dried fruit PSA.
Wait, that's so... Can you send that to me?
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
There's a whole page I skipped. But anyway, the point is, yeah, nostalgia is a tricky thing.
Nostalgia's tricky.
Tricky.
I was talking about this with Zoe recently, who I know is listening. Hey, honey.
Hi, Zoe.
Where, like, it's so interesting because it's like, am I really nostalgic? Like, when I think about all these like things that I think are simpler times, when I'm like, oh, I'm really nostalgic for this period of time in my life, it felt so simple. Even as like a kid being like, oh, I'm so nostalgic for like being a child, all that stuff. It's like all the stuff that I now look back as a very trivial concern at the time really didn't feel like it then. So it's weird because I think of it as being like my level of stress was so different. And maybe it's that the stressors were like not as existential, but at the time they felt so real. Like, all the stuff that stressed me out as a kid, like, if it was like, oh, like, I can't believe my biggest concern at camp was, like, what do people think of my swimsuit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make it any less, like, at the time, felt so, like,
reality intense. Is so distorted.
100%.
When you're a child, and, like, especially, like, in high school, I remember just being, like, so, like, everything felt like it meant so, so much.
Right, yeah.
But it's, like, I don't know. And, like, now, like, we'll probably, when we're older, we'll, like, look back on all the things that we're stressed out about right now and be, like... What?
I feel like I'm going to be nostalgic for any time, except for, like, the present sometimes, which is so weird and awful. I mean, people have said this so much better than I have for hundreds of years, but whoa. Scary, big scary.
One. Scary stuff. I feel like being an adult is just learning how to let go better.
Probably. Should I read the dried fruit PSA, or do you want to read it?
You read it.
Oh, there's so many fruits to read. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. And here's the massive list. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Sweet.
Yeah.
We probably have time for like one or two more songs before wrap up. We've got, any preference?
All you, man.
All me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. I'm trying to think, do I want to play... You know what? I'm going to play the song called Slop.
I know that one.
Slop by Fourth Wanderers?
I think so, yeah. Yes. It's like a green
album. Oh, my God.
Cover.
I'm looking at it right now, are correct. Okay, yeah. I'm going to play that song.
Hello.
Hello.
That was
Slop by Fourth Wanderers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play one more song, which was actually a request from Kevin and Malden.
Hey, Kevin.
It's Dizzy by Tommy Rowe. We're going to play it.
And we'll see you next week.
And that'll be it. This is the last song we're going to play. We always leave a little bit early and keep you wanting more, maybe. Or maybe you have had enough of us. Maybe we play and you're like, that's too much, Danny and Lucy.
Thank you for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Danny.
I'm Lucy.
Bye.
Bye.
You. yeah, call.